Hello?
Josh?
Is Splash,
Amy,
I'm assuming?
Yeah, it's Amy Nelson, yes.
Oh, yeah, how's it going?
It's
so
really good.
I was just, yeah, I was just talking to Matthew.
Sure.
We do, so I was just letting him know everything we talked about, everything.
Mm-hmm.
We just have some questions. So what,
sure.
I just now saw the email, the cost per lead, and
mm-hmm.
so it's $80 per lead. What's considered a lead? I'm just wondering.
Per qualified lead? So
yeah.
The qualified leads are when the client contacts you and they're requesting estimate face-to-face, or, which is very rare for your case, if they're requesting estimate over the phone, which you're, for what you guys are doing, it's not like you're mowing lawns. You're not going to estimate somebody over the phone. So what it is you guys will be listed in the guaranteed section on Google. So this guarantees the general public that you're a quality provider and that Google's done their background check on you and that you're tried and true and completely Google guarantee approved. And then once your leads come on, they'll begin coming in at approximately 3 leads a week. Now, that's just how they run idle. You have the ability to increase them or decrease them as you see fit. For example, say you guys take on a couple leads and now your crews are busy, and you know for a fact you're not going to be able to get to any more calls, let alone customers, for a couple of weeks, or maybe you guys take a vacation or whatever the case is. For whatever reason that you need to pause the campaign, when you stop, you call in, you pause the campaign, your business name rotates down to the bottom of the list. You don't go off the list. You just rotate to the bottom because your leads are not on, and you're not charged. So there's no automatic monthly charge on this. Wherever you stop the campaign financially is where it pauses for an unlimited amount of time. Now,
okay.
The latter is also true. You have the ability to increase the lead flow. Say you take on 2 or 3 leads and you want to increase the lead flow to 6 leads a week, or you need an influx of calls coming in, you guys can increase that lead flow as well. So once you guys are completely Google Guarantee approved, what's going to happen is my Google Guarantee team is actually going to reach out and say, hey, we're completely approved. We're ready to cut the leads on and get everything moving forward, which Matt already said probably he's not going to start the leads right away. So whenever you guys are ready, you already have the Google Guaranteed approval.
Okay. Oh, you guys, you guys went ahead. Sorry to cut you off. Sorry. You guys called Matt already, right?
Oh, yeah. No, he is completely approved. He approved the charge. Yeah.
Okay. So it was a $250 one time, right, for the first time?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The application fee.
Yep.
And, okay, which number do you guys call on that really quickly? I just want to make sure.
Sure, no worries. The 951-741-5146.
Yep, that's it. All right, so sorry to cut you off. So we
it's
can
okay.
Turn it on. Sorry, I'm still in the morning brain. I'm all.
Yeah, I
can
tell.
I'm on
the
call you guys to put it in.
Okay.
And I was like.
Yeah, nobody.
Told you guys to call Matt. Matt
yeah.
didn't call me. I was like, oh, you guys already called Matt? That was quick.
Yeah, no, we already talked to Matt. Like, literally, I got it came across the chat to call, and I happened to be in between calls, and I was like, okay, cool, I'll call right now. And I mean, it was the quickest close in a long time. Like, it literally went, like, so fast. He's like, yeah, do it, and then go ahead and send the application over, and I'm going to tell Josh. He's going to fill it out. He said he's actually going to be back in the office in a couple of hours to fill out the application. And then what I need you to do is once the application's completed, and I'm going to send you a text with my direct phone number, too, that way. Or you could just press 224 when you call in. You'll be connected with me. And the 877
okay,
number, yeah.
Down right here.
224 is me, and then I need to schedule your guys' client onboarding call once the application's completed. The onboarding call really only takes like 10-15 minutes. They just have to verify some information, and then once the last step is like after we do that, we go ahead, we turn in the application, and then at some point, it may be 2 weeks, it may be 5 days, it may be 37 days. We don't know exactly how long. It's a max of 4 to 8 weeks for complete approval is what the terms and conditions state. But as soon as Google gets back to us and says, okay, we need this final step, you'll need to upload his ID, the front and the back of his ID. So just so you guys know the process, though. And they go over that with you during the client onboarding call as well. So it's not like some big surprise, like, oh, man, they never told me, you know, type of situation.
Yeah, I'm just trying to understand everything, you know. Like,
sure.
Like I said, like, we're good for it. Pretty sure
mm-hmm.
we're going to do it. We do good business. The reason why is because we're trying to get more into commercial. We do a lot of private housing.
Okay.
We're trying to get more commercial.
Mm-hmm.
So we're hoping this could hopefully get us more commercial deals. But we're doing good
mm-hmm.
so far with the business.
Okay. Yeah, that extra push gives you guys that extra push.
Yeah, so I'm just trying to understand the pricing and everything, you know. So it's $250 first, okay, so that's mm-hmm. the application fee. That's cool. Mm-hmm. And then after that, it's like a balance, right? It's kind of like ad spend.
Yeah, very similar. So it's done like an escrow account. So you guys will pay the $1,043, so $1,043, and that's an upfront cost, and it stays in the account, and it's pulled off of like escrow. So that's for 13 leads. That's the minimum activation budget that Google will accept. And once you pay that $1,043, and you're only going to pay it when you're ready to turn the leads on. So if we call you in 2 weeks and you guys aren't ready yet, you're going to say, okay, well, we'll call you back in 17 days when we're ready. Or, you know, we're ready to activate budget, whatever the case is, right? And then the leads will come on, right? So then it's going to go according to what the needs of the business are. If you guys are booked, you're going to call in and pause it because there's no need for leads to come in when
you
don't
need
them. Oh,
yeah, we're really booked right now. That's probably why he told you to hold off.
Well, that's why he said, let's go ahead and do the application in case it does take the 4 to 8 weeks. That way you guys are rocking and rolling when you're ready, you know?
Right. And then it's a top-off otherwise, right? So you use
Correct.
A little bit, it doesn't, okay.
Exactly. That's exactly it. That's exactly the perfect way. So many people struggle with understanding exactly what I'm saying with it. And I don't try to be salesy. I try to be as plain talk as I can, but they still miss the point sometimes.
No, I understand completely. It's a top off. So the leads could come
perfect.
In. I'm just trying to grasp if someone ends up calling us. Cause like I said, like, you know, we're not
uh-huh.
really doing regular gardening.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Grass, so.
Right,
if someone
exactly.
calls us, we have to go out there, and how do we verify that it was a real lead? Because I don't
okay.
want people calling. You know,
so,
sometimes there's people that don't like the price because, you know, you can't do it for nothing. So
no,
like,
you
these
can't.
Jobs just cost money.
So the thing is this, is you guys are going to be assigned a specific Google call tracking phone number, and that number rotates. It's never the same number like 2-3 weeks in a row because Google wants to make sure that nobody's just doing like a click through or a call through on your account. And all the calls are recorded for authenticity purposes. So this is the difference. If you guys ever tried anything like Angie's or Thumbtack or any of those type of paper lead programs, Yelp, any of those, there's no guarantee or there's just no recourse for unqualified calls, right? They say, oh,
right.
our tracking system shows you guys were on the phone for 4 minutes, but three of those was actually him leaving a voicemail. You know what I mean? So they don't record those phone calls. So this is one of the main things that Google actually put in place was ensuring that all the calls are recorded and AI is listening. So if it's a sales, solicitation, spam, or robocall, it's automatically not charged. If it's somebody asking for mowing, because you don't offer mowing isn't going to be listed in your profile, it's automatically not charged. There's specific criteria within Google Guarantee for the keywords for landscaper. Because see, there's landscaper, and then there's lawn care. And you guys, we're not qualifying you for lawn care. So you're not going to come up for mowing and edging and maintenance and the baloney. You're going to come up for the pavers and the installs and the artificial turf and the stuff you actually want. And before the ad goes live, you guys have to verify the keywords within those search term phrases that you actually want to come up for. And then, of course, you can manipulate it. You can turn on artificial turf this week, and maybe in 6 months you don't want artificial turf anymore, so you turn it off. And if somebody were to call for artificial turf when it's not listed on your profile, you're not charged because that's not a lead because you don't offer it. Do you see what I'm saying?
I see exactly what you're saying.
And the same is true for your radius. So you guys are servicing the IE and Orange County. IE is huge. I'm from the IE. I know it goes from Vegas all the way out to Yuma. You know what I mean? So that's a wide range. We're gonna narrow that down. We're gonna say Riverside County, San Bernardino County. We're gonna go to the exact counties and cities, Orange County, the exact areas you guys want to target. It even goes down to city. So if you were to get a call from Dana Point and that's not listed in your profile, which is extremely rare that you would get a call for that because it's not listed in your profile, somebody would have to go like really above and beyond to try to connect with you through Google Guarantee if it's not a place that you're targeting. But if you did, again, not listed on the profile, automatic not charged, and say one slipped through the cracks. Say you there was an accidental charge for whatever reason, you're in your local splash dashboard and you're like, oh no, this one wasn't a qualified one, that doesn't meet the criteria, then you would simply call, text, or email in and give us that phone number and we dispute the call with Google for you. You guys don't have to fight that fight. We take care of it.
Okay. I see exactly. So you guys are like our representatives.
Absolutely. We're your specialists to take care of it. We're the go-between, and we're going to make sure that you're getting not only the calls that you want from the areas that you want, but that they're actual qualified. Instead of you having to call Google and deal with somebody who speaks Indian, you know, we're taking care of it for you.
Yeah, that was my biggest concern is that, you know, of course we're ready for the ask them, but I just want to make sure it's actually
yes, it's actual leads. And with the call tracking, this is the other thing. Y'all are going to know it's a Google Guarantee lead coming through because Google Guarantee is also known as local service ads, okay? And
right, I know about local service.
Right. So when we assign your Google call tracking, when Google assigns it, they actually, you get the whisper feature right before you pick up the phone. So it says it on your caller ID, LSA, and then you know because it says so also in the whisper feature, right as you pick up the phone, it's going to say LSA Google Guarantee lead. So you know, okay, this is one of those leads we're paying for. You know what I mean? We want to turn up the charm or whatever, you know?
All right, well, I'm glad we got all that clarified. I mean, I just really didn't know too much about it.
Sure.
So I'm not sure if you could access this. So as of right now, for the end of the month, I know it's coming the next 2 days. Mm-hmm. What's our total with everything like that we're paying you guys? I know we have the $250 for monthly.
I already charged the $250 application fee. He gave me permission to do that. Your regular billing date is on September 13th, and that's at $249 monthly. That will continue to bill regularly on the 13th day of every month. At this point, there's no other funds due. Before we charge that minimum monthly budget, we contact you and we get your approval to charge the budget to begin the leads. So there's no automatic charges. There's no, oops, we forgot to tell you this is kind of coming out of your bank now or any of that.
Yeah, no worries. Just to make sure, we're trying to get more organized. I don't know if you've heard. Everything kind of got scrambled.
Yeah, you said
website
that.
Got lost. Yeah, everything. So you guys are really helping us right now get everything together. Really appreciate
it. I also told him because he mentioned Yelp. And he said, you guys are like recovering your profile. And he mentioned to me about the ex-business partner and all the stuff. So what I told him with the Yelp is we're actually beginning Yelp beta ads as well. So what I told him is once you guys get your profile situated with Yelp, don't pay them any money. Because if you could keep it all under this one roof and we could take care of Yelp for you as well, with the ads and you have the same, you know, luxuries of having your own account manager and all those things on it, he was really interested in that. So we just became a Yelp advertising partner and we're just beginning to put those type of ads up as well. So after we get this kind of going for you, we can have that conversation. I told him I would schedule a call with you guys and the specialist that we have at Yelp.
That's actually perfect. We were just talking about that. I was talking to someone else earlier when I had applied for the Google Guarantee, told him to give us a call back.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently you guys got it all merged. That's what she said, that you guys have access to our main Yelp already.
Yes, we do. Mm-hmm.
The problem is now we're just trying to see which login we have. I gave you guys access. I think you guys merged it. I don't know if that's a thing or not.
No, we wouldn't have merged it. I'll have to look and see if there was a Yelp duplicate, if that's what we merged. But we don't usually do that because we don't like to fool with the Yelp like too much without you guys knowing exactly kind of like what's going on, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So when I had called, because we have it updated for like a week, she had said we're all set to go. You guys have access to our main Yelp page again. So
okay.
We need to get logged in there. And then, we need to cancel that. We have like a little subscription service.
Yeah, he said it was like $150 or something that you guys paid.
Something like that.
And he said, well, basically he didn't mind paying that because that got you guys access back to your Yelp listing, which he really wanted because I guess that ex-partner kind of.
Oh, man.
Get a number. I'm assuming it was like an ex-girlfriend or something, right?
Something like that. And
something
all the
like
business
that,
information
yeah.
had
yeah,
wrong passwords to the wrong person, pretty much.
That's what he was saying, but this is what the advantage is here, is when we set all this stuff up for you and we transfer everything or get everything fixed, it all goes directly with you as the business owner, not us, and then you're, you know, we sign it over to you. No, when we set it up, we set it all up and assign you everything, and we're simply managing it for you. So you'll never again lose access is what I'm saying.
Nice. So we just need to, okay, so today I'll go ahead and cancel that, and then I'll make sure you guys have access once again. I think the last thing we're leaving is just Facebook. But other than that, yeah, we'll...
We have Facebook ads already running for you, though.
We never gave... I know we were paying for it, but we never gave access to our Facebook.
Okay. Okay.
We had another media team doing it previously. They have the logins. We can get those. We just never have the time to call them.
Okay. All right. Yeah, get them because you're already paying for the ads, so you might as well take advantage of it. And the beauty of it, Josh, is this, is when everything runs in conjunction together, it does automatic retargeting off of each other.
Okay. So Google kind of optimizes for that, huh?
Yes, and we're optimizing with the Facebook platform specifically because we attach Meta. We're a Meta partner, so we attach your Meta directly to your Google profile, and it all works off of each other for retargeting. So when somebody goes to Google and they're looking up, you know, landscape design and install or artificial turf installation or specific type of pavers, right, the next time they go to Facebook, right, they're going to automatically be retargeted back with the Facebook platform as well. You're going to be coming up in what Google calls that micro moment when you're the only one up in their feed right then because it's your ad that's showing.
Oh, nice. That's actually perfect.
It is perfect. And that's why I'm saying you don't want to keep it from us. You want to get us that information as soon as you can because you're already paying for it. So you might as well take full advantage.
Okay. And you said, so again, like, is it the local splash as a total our representative, or is it you, or who do I get to?
I'm with Local Splash. I've been with Local Splash for 9 years. So I just happened to be on the upsell team of the individual that called, you know, happened to call you. So I personally, you have my direct phone number and extension line. And
yeah,
then
your extension's 882, right? Just to double check.
My extension's 224.
224, okay, sorry.
Mm-hmm. That's okay.
Got that. All right. I'll give you a call if anything. So far, everything's all good. It was just that little information. I just need to know a little bit more so I knew what I was talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no worries. Absolutely no worries. And I'm totally here to answer those questions and to help you out. And then, you know, once we get everything going, we'll get you a specific account manager. But I'm always here to call and answer questions and help you guys out with anything you need, okay?
All right, no worries. Have a good day.
All right, you too, hon. Bye.